Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Wisconsin teacher has assaulted students as young as kindergarten through fifth grade. Unbelievable what he did with the blessing of the principal. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this teacher, a male, Mark Vincent Busenbark, claims now to be transgender and or non-binary. And for some time, he anticipated telling all of the students, kindergarten through fifth grade, where he teaches at Alice Elementary School, science. He wanted to tell them about his now new self, he said. He's no longer Mr. and he's not Mrs. He is in between and he's all of the above. And so he created a video with the blessing of the principal who was cheering him on, and he showed that video to every student in Alice Elementary School from kindergarten, Matt, through fifth grade, and he talks about how he wants to be referred to as MX, not MR, not MS. Why? Because he is a boy and a girl, but sometimes he's a girl or a boy, and sometimes he's most likely everything in between.
Yeah, you call this an assault. It is an assault on the minds of these children, causing confusion. It's raw indoctrination. You know, kids go to school to learn facts and reality, and instead they're going there to learn a demented, twisted delusion. And I'm sure being encouraged or ordered to call him this made-up thing, this MX, mix, he says, call me mix. You know, this is, you mentioned the word assault. This is an assault on the minds of these children.
You know, I mean, parents send their children to school to learn academic curriculum, the basics in life, right? They trust the school administrators that they will be cared for and they will be taught that. Well, in turn, they're given this sick propaganda, and the parents didn't have a chance to opt out, to have any say-so in this, and rightly so. Some of them are very upset about this now that they found out.
Yeah, this is in the Madison Metropolitan School District. The school is the Alice Elementary School, A-L-L-I-S, and he teaches there. And he's always been known as Mr. Busenbark, but he wanted to so-called come out. So he creates the 7 to 8 minute video. He meets with the principal, Sarah Cutler, and she puts her blessing on it. And she allows him to show this video to all the kids, kindergarten through fifth grade. Now, he doesn't teach all the kids. He's a science teacher, but she allowed him to make this video shown to everyone. And we have the video, Holly, on our website at lc.org. It is only, if you watch it, you can realize how offensive and unbelievably outrageous this is. He sits down like a Mr. Rogers. He's dressed like a woman. He's got a bandana on his head. And he sits down in this homemade video, 7 to 8 minutes. And he says, you've known me as a science teacher, and you've known me as Mr. Busenbark. And most of that is true. But there's one truth I haven't told you. And he tells them, I'm transgender. And he goes through a book called They Call Me Mix, M-I-X. And it's written by a woman who feels the same way, that she's neither male nor female, and that she's everything in between. And so she created this little book for kids. And his video, oh my gosh, his video shows video from his own classroom.
Right.
From his own classroom where kids are looking at butterflies and lizards, and they're making little things, and their little tiny hands are there, and he's got the little nice music playing in the background. Then he goes through the book, and in the book it says that people who don't accept people as transgender are motivated by hate and anger. And then it has a person being revealed as, quote, transgender, and the eyes in the background are like these ghoulish Halloween ghost-like scary creatures, and he's trying to say that anybody who doesn't accept you is hateful, full of anger, and there are these ghastly, ghostly figures.
Right, and of course, no offense to Mr. Rogers. He was a wonderful Christian man, you know, who had a great rapport with children and had a great impact on many children, but he uses that same mannerism and that same tone of voice that children trust. And of course, here's this man dressed as a woman with makeup and long hair and, you know, the women's clothes, and you can, of course, see the pictures, the before and after on our website, as well as the video. But he's using that type of approach to get these children to trust him. And of course, they've had a couple of children come back and say, you know, I think I feel like he does.
I feel
like
Nick Steele does. And then he also says from now on, the pronouns I want to be called are they, them, and their. Plural pronouns. Because he has in himself, he says, both male and female. You know, he may have something else.
Yeah.
Frankly, demonic possession.
I know.
He is dangerous to these kids.
But of course, he's a science teacher, too.
Yeah, and the principal met with him beforehand. She knew what he was going to do. And then when he posted on his Facebook, he's so happy that he showed this to all the kids without the parents' knowledge. Yeah. And she posted, the principal, her name comes up as Sarah Rebecca. But her name is Sarah Cutler. Rebecca must be her middle name. She said, "You did it. You did it."
Yeah,
and he responds, "Yes, we did it." Well, we have been contacted, Matt, and we've now issued a public records request finding all the information out about how this was done because it is offensive. The parents and other teachers are offended. It was the entire K through five.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And as you know, I always say that the political correctness is a barrier to truth and a pathway to tyranny. Here's another example of that. They indoctrinate these kids. And now you have some of these kids, young children coming out saying, you know, I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to be encouraged now to adopt this delusion and a lifestyle and a non-reality that they're somehow the opposite gender or both genders, you know, both sexes. And when I say a pathway to tyranny, again, they don't want to discuss the merits. They don't want to discuss the fact that this is untethered from science and reality. And they're going to defame and besmirch any parents, any teachers preemptively who would disagree because, A, it's not true, and, B, it is emotional abuse of these children.
Yeah, one teacher, and this is on his Facebook. That's how we know this. One teacher emailed him that a kindergartner said, quote, I feel the same way at times, close quote, as Mix Steele. So he also changed his name to last name Steele. And you are to call this person now Mix Steele. Another teacher said that because of the video, other children, quote, just accepted, close quote, a girl's claim that, quote, she is a boy now, close quote. Mm. Oh, she's a boy. You know, you do not, cannot change your gender like you change your clothes. You are biologically born as you are. He makes it sound like, oh, at birth, people got together and they decided I was a boy. And he says, well, you know, all you see is the book cover, but you got to look inside the book and it's different. And he's neither boy nor he's girl, but he's everything in between. Sometimes he feels like a boy, sometimes like a girl. Most of the time, he's everything in between. And so he's encouraging students to really be confused, but he's also telling them, you've got to now call me Mix, MX, Steele, for the fact that he's mixed. And you've got to now start using personal pronouns, they, them, and their. He says, I understand that. Don't worry if you, because you've known me, call me him or Mr., but I want you to learn how to call me by my proper pronouns, they, them, and their. So when someone says Mr. Steele or he's going to correct that person in class. I'm Mix Steele.
He's mixed up.
He's mixed up, and he's trying to mix up the kids. The phone number for that school, if you want to call it, is 608-663-8255. 1879, 608-663-1879. Don't allow this to continue to happen in this school or any place else. This is outrageous. Our kids are not someone's personal, confused playground. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.